Last week, when I gave my shiur called "It's Time to Say We're Sorry," I did it because I said the Torah is written in such a way that it speaks out to us every single day and every single week. Whenever we look at it, it changes. And so I decided during this time of Eis Sarah, I'll try to do this every week if I can, and I call it The Parsha Speaks. And I wanted to look for things in the Parsha that just speak to me, that call out to me. When I just read it, it seems so clear that it's being written for us today as we sit here in quarantine, as we sit here watching a magefa that we never thought in our lives that we would see. It's incredible what's going on. And every day it gets worse and worse. We hope and pray that finally the tide turns and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows rachamim on us, and we start to see the light at the end of this very dark tunnel. But the parsha is Tzav. Tzav. Command. Command. Isn't that what we're hearing today? People are commanding us and telling us what to do. The president, the governor, the mayors, our community leaders, our rabbis, our rabbanim, our Rosh Yeshiva, we're being told what to do. And what does Rashi say when we talk about the word Tzav? Ein Tzav Ela Lashon Zeirus. It's a language which talks about something which is immediate. As Rashi says, Miyad Uledoros. It's not just for that time when the Kohanim were instructed to work in the Mishkan. It's for all times. And the Gemara in Kedushin, Chavtes, which is what Rashi quotes, adds and says, Hayom Ashetziva Hashem Vahala, quoting from a pasuk in Bamidbar, from that day on, it's not just for this generation, it's for all generations. Chasam Sofer develops it as a relationship between us and God. When does it start? Miyad, it starts immediately and goes through our Olam Hazeh and then eventually into the eternal world. So let's think about this. This is the parsha for the week. Tzav, command. We're being told what to do. People who know are telling us. And who are they telling it for? Why are they telling it to us? They're telling it to us because it's important. Because they understand that if we follow the instructions and we do what has to be done, l'man yitav lach, it will be good for us and it'll be good for the world. We're beginning to see we're getting near the apex of what's going on. And eventually, we'll see that curve flatten out. And maybe we'll begin to see the end. But it's not going to happen unless we are commanded and we follow the commandments that God told us. How clear does it have to be that this week's Sedra is Parsha Tzav? And then later on in the Parsha, when they talk about giving a sacrifice, because they're giving different sacrifices, one of them is called a toda, a carbon toda. Im al toda yakriveno, pasuk zayin, perek zayin, pasuk yud beis. We give a thanksgiving offering. When do we give a thanksgiving offering? There are four events that happened. One is when we come back from a long voyage in the sea. One is when we spend time in the desert. Three is when, unfortunately, we were in prison. And four is when we were sick and we recovered. Well, think about our situation. Many of us will say, oh, it's like being in a prison, being quarantined. Well, let's face facts. Talking about giving a carbon toda every single day when you get up. Yes, it's true. We don't have the freedom that we had, but we're confined to our houses and we're confined with our loved ones. And we're sitting here and there's ample food and there's ample water and there's ample electricity. And we have unbelievable resources when we have our iPhones and we have Zooms and meetings are going on and shiurim are going on, concerts going on. It's an incredible situation. So yes, maybe it's true that we are supposedly in prison. But if this is going to be a prison, believe me, this is house arrest. It could be so much worse. We as Jewish people, we as the Amanifcha, we understand what Todah means. We get up every morning and we say, Modeh Ani, we thank God. That's the way we are. So we are doing that. We are thankful people. We should be thankful now. Yes, it's true. What's going on is terrible. But remember, we're also seeing the springtime come. We know that as it gets warmer, the virus dies out. We also know as it gets warmer, we have chances to go out. We can walk. No one is telling you not to go out and to walk and do some exercise. You can do that. And then, of course, if you're a chola and you get better, you also give a carbon todah. Now, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But when you get up, we see so many people today also. We're hearing on the news how many people are recovered. So many more people are being recovered all the time. Even the first person that got sick now is home. It took a long time, but Baruch Hashem, he's home. So that we're seeing people who are recovered. So we have so much to be grateful for, to give a carbon tamid almost every single day. And I could tell you that the Kol Torah from Rabbi Monk says the carbon todah is the dearest todah, is the dearest carbon that God could ever get. He wants the carbon todah. In the times of the Mashiach, the carbon chatas is not going to be there anymore. But the carbon todah and the mizmorim that we sing are always going to be there. Because we are a grateful people. We should never forget how grateful we are. We always look at the bright side. No matter what it is, we try to find the good in every situation. I remember someone was once telling me, you know what that means? Well, because we are people that looks for the good and always find things to say thank you for. Baruch Hashem. So someone told me, he said, yeah, it's like, you know, we Jews, you know what it is? Someone says, oh, I heard, did you hear the bad news? Someone was hit by a car. And the other person says, Baruch Hashem, it wasn't a bus. And then the other person says, no, but it was a bus. And the other person says, oh, Baruch Hashem, he was going uphill, not downhill. There's always something you could be grateful for. And that's what I think this parsha is telling us right there. Karban Todah. We should give a Karban Todah every single day in our tefillos, in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an incredible opportunity. And then the last pasuk in the whole Torah, the last pasuk in this parsha, Vayas Aharon Ubanav, Eis Kol HaDevarim Asher Tziva Hashem B'Yad Moshe. They did everything they were told. They were commanded, and they did everything. And Rashi says, for this we sing their praises. Could you imagine that they did not deviate one iota from what they were told? Not to the right, and not to the left, but they followed the instructions exactly. That's exactly what they did. That's what the Maskol Adavit talks about. He talks about the word exactly. It wasn't anything different. When we're told what to do, we don't have to veer to the right or left. We don't have to say, well, let's go to the left. Maybe if we're supposed to be quarantined, let's make sure that we never leave our house. Let's make sure that we never pick up the mail. Let's make sure that we don't do anything. We just stay home in a dark room. No, that's what it doesn't mean. We're getting instructions. Stay home. Be safe. But they don't tell you can't go out. You can sit on your porch. You could walk out. Keep your distance. Wash your hands. They tell you what to do. But you shouldn't. And some people, you know, veer to the right. So, you know, I hear this now and I wonder. Pesach is coming up. How many messages have we gotten to say, have the Seder by yourself with your immediate family in your house? Just today, I was talking to a very prominent Jewish leader who told me he's inviting two or three couples to come over. They're elderly people. They'll all sit in different parts. I'm not saying that he's wrong, but why take a chance? Why take a chance? Vayas Aharon Ubanav. They get praised because they did exactly what they were supposed to do. I even had a conversation today with a Rav, a prominent Rav, who told me that he's going to be inviting just a nephew and a niece to come. That's all, just a nephew and a niece. But that's not what we're instructed to do. We're instructed, Tziva, Tzav, we get our instructions. Why can't we at least just follow the guidelines and follow the instructions? That's exactly what the Torah is talking about. And then if you look at the Haftorah, this week's Haftorah, coming from Yirmiyahu, where he rebukes the Jewish people, and he says to the Jewish people, Shemu Bekoli, listen to what I tell you. And if you do, leman yitav lach, it's going to be good. Listen to what I tell you. But what happened? V'lo shamu, v'lo chitu es aznam. They did what they wanted. They followed their own religions. They didn't follow what I wanted. V'lo shamu elai, v'lo chitu es aznam, v'yakshu es arpam, v'heireyu me'avosam. What does that mean? God says, listen to what I tell you. Pay attention. But they acted under their own desires. They did whatever they wanted. And as it says in the Pasuk, but they didn't even listen to me or pay attention. They stiffened their necks and they acted worse than even all their ancestors. How clear could it be that this is the Haftorah from Yirmiyahu, who's telling us exactly what happened? Just listen to the words. Read the words in the Haftorah. Once again, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. That's exactly what it is. And I want to end with a thought that I saw in a beautiful sefer from the Noam Avraham, from Rav Palm Zecher Tzadik V'Kaddish Levracha, when he talks about the Parsha, and he talks about the Trumas Adeshen. We all know that the Trumas Adeshen was the ashes that were left over. And in the morning, as opposed to all the other karbanos, where there was a goral, there was a lottery. It didn't work that way. The way it worked is that everyone had a chance to do it. And the famous story that we know in Yuma, Chaf Beis, where two of the Kohanim were running, and they were running to see who could get there first. And one of them saw maybe he was losing, and so he just knocked his friend off. And the friend broke his hand, and the rabbis enacted a takana at that point. From now on, we're going to have a goral. We're not going to have this thing anymore. We're not going to let you run up the kevish. We're not going to let you run up the ramp. And he says, Rav Palm in his book, in Art Scroll translated, it says, this tragic incident is an example of a common occurrence in daily life. A person is consumed by his well-meaning desire to perform a mitzvah, but in doing so, he may unthinkably violate a major prohibition. The Kohen who pushed his colleague off the ramp wanted to grab a mitzvah. His motivation was pure, but he did something that wasn't right. And he said that it could cause great harm. And therefore, rabbis decided to change the system. And they disqualified any avoda from where you could possibly have an injury. What is it that Hashem wants? What does Hashem want of us? And he wants us to be careful, to think of what we do very carefully. He says, is this what Hashem wants? Or is this an expression of an unthinkable attitude towards divine service, a failure to carefully weigh one's actions to see if they are truly in accordance with Hashem's will? We know of all these people still on the news. Every night we hear about breakups, or they came to break up a bat mitzvah, or a bar mitzvah, or a wedding, or even a, God forbid, a funeral where more people came. I know it's not easy. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. But on the other hand, we have no choice. That's what we have to do. As Ram Palm said, sometimes you have to look at the big picture. You know, you think you're such a tzaddik because you're doing something, when actually what you're doing is you're endangering other people. And that's where we are for the next few weeks. So it's clear when I say the parsha speaks, all you have to do is just open it up and look at it. And it comes alive and it tells us today in 2020, what should we be thinking about? What should we be doing? And if every single week we look at the parsha and we see how it's viable, how it's realistic, how it talks to us, it's talking to us. And if we do that and we follow the tzivui of Hashem when he says, Tzav, I'm commanding you. We're being commanded. Let's follow the commands. And if we follow the commands, God willing, this thing will come to an end. And Yetz Hashem will finally have the Yeshua that we want. Have a good Shabbos.